And as the UN Security Council decides whether to sanction Iran for its nuclear activities, permanent member China is likely to be a key player. Some analysts say the Bush administration needs to understand that Chinese leaders face some difficult economic and political calculations in their dealings with Iran and the United States. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
China's roaring economy is driving an ever-growing demand for energy, and that's a key concern for the Communist Party.
The Chinese leadership believes that its legitimacy is a function of economic growth in China, and that's what the Communist Party believes keeps them in power.
David Lampton is director of the Chinese Studies Program at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
And energy keeps the economy going. So China's in a desperate search, not only in Iran, but in Africa and Latin America and Southeast Asia, for energy sources.
Jim Walsh is a foreign policy researcher at MIT who recently attended an energy cooperation conference between Iranian and Chinese officials in Tehran.
Like a lot of Americans, I walked into that conference with a very simplistic notion, suggesting that, well, of course, China is going to do whatever Iran tells it to do. And as long as China needs Iranian oil, they're going to vote Iran's interests at the Security Council or wherever else.
But Walsh says the Iranians got what he called a jaw-dropping surprise from senior Chinese officials.
Chinese officials were actually surprisingly blunt in saying, hey, just because we trade doesn't mean we're going to vote the way you want us to vote. You know, we don't need you as much as you think we do.
I would not be surprised because the Chinese oil majors have been careful. They are willing to walk away from deals if necessary.
Dolly Young is chairman of the Political Science Department at the University of Chicago.
And they do understand that oil is fungible across the world. And in that sense, if you can't buy from Iran, you can probably buy it from elsewhere.
Jamal Qureshi is the lead oil market analyst at PFC Energy in Washington. He says China is already one of the better diversified importers of crude oil.
They pull a lot, for example, from West Africa, and they're starting even to pull some more from Venezuela now. That said, they still do pull in about 12% of their crude imports from Iran, and that has been a significant jump from, say, a couple of years ago when it was down in, you know, maybe 1%-ish.
Qureshi says the Chinese are also trying to keep from being too dependent on any one type of energy.
Obviously, they have a lot of domestic coal. They're trying to use more natural gas, and they're trying to work on demand management as well and keeping demand growth down.
Dolly Young says China's relationship with Iran is affected by other considerations as well.
The Chinese leadership is also very keen to be seen as a responsible great power in global politics. And also it has considerations of its own in terms of nuclear proliferation. So in that sense, the Chinese would not want to be seen as selling out for the sake of oil alone.
Yang says China's primary concerns about nuclear proliferation have to do with its neighbor, North Korea. If China is seen as being too accommodating to Iran's nuclear ambitions, then North Korea may demand the same treatment. Jim Walsh of MIT says the Chinese appear to be making a smart calculation in their dealings with Iran.
And here's why. Yes, they need oil and energy, but the need for that oil and energy is really going to peak some years down the road. It's not an immediate crisis situation for them. Moreover, they have other interests that they need to be weighing here, including trade and political relationships with the U.S., with Europe, with other countries that have an interest in this issue.
China enjoyed a trade surplus with the U.S. of more than $200 billion last year alone. And that's another key reason why Iran's nuclear ambitions may not get the kid glove treatment from China in the UN Security Council. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.